Chafaf and Beis, the last piece of the Brice that we started yesterday is the Yudav and the Seira. Aymer Kutach v'chol minei Kutach osim limkar shvosh v'yon kaidem ha Pesach. Yehuda holds, now she's going to Yehuda. Yehuda holds Kutach v'chol minei Kutach osim limkar shvosh v'yon kaidem ha Pesach. So we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Watch Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira saying, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is going according to Beis Shammai. So he's just adding the Chiddush of Shloshim Yayin. So if so, it's not Negei LaHalach at all. According to Rashi, Sheet, it is Beis Shammai. It's not Gemilu LaHalach. According to Tosfos, no. This is going like Beis Hillel. Because Tosfos holds, then it's a bechit to say Rabbi Yehuda is going like Beis Shammai. He always passes like Beis Hillel. So he's going like Beis Hillel. Oh, and we're making a new issur. Okay, you're not allowed to sell kutuch, since kutuch is the type of food which is, like Tosfos says, Yaidim Shu Shoplaini. It seems that it's made differently by different people, and people are going to know. So we have a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, like Tosfos, that you're not allowed to sell kutuch within 30 days to a guy. Medina, it seems that we pass like Rashi, because no place in Halacha is it brought down any such gazera about kutach, about any type of food that you're not allowed to sell it to a guy within 30 days before Yom Tov. So it seems that we pass in like Rashi, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is going to be Shammai, it's not Halacha, and maybe the Paiskin will leave it out. Maybe it just doesn't apply. It could be. Like, I can't prove it to you because I don't have any Mefurish applies. Just since it's not brought down Lalach, it seems. Usually it is brought down Lalach, and maybe it doesn't apply. Maybe. Well, we said in Maikhu, how did this Gemara start? Maikhu, I will not weep sheet, Lafuke mehai tan. That's how the Gemara started. The Mishnah said, "I sell it to a guy." The Gemara's pshita. Of course, I sell it to a guy. What about now? But Fuke, who's may high tana? Who's the high tana? Right, four months about. Michael the Nachi pshita. But Fuke may high. Who's the high tana? But Fuke from which tana? Beishamai. It's the Rashi holds it there. You need a Mishnah about Fuke from Beishamai. We never pass that Beishamai. Doesn't say about Fuke may Beishamai. Fuke may high tana. It might be that the reason Rashi wants is that time Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is Beis Shammai is now the Lafuke makes more sense. Lafuke mehai tana means Lafuke from this Beis Shammai, but it's the Beis Shammai that Rabbi Yehuda passes like. It's not Stam Beis Shammai. It's the Beis Shammai that we have somebody who passes like him. So maybe it's a Chiddush Taka that our Mishnah is Lafuke. Could be. Well, it's a bigger Chiddush, but Lafuke b'shamay stam is not such a big chiddush. But lafuke b'shamay in the case of Yehuda pasnei b'shamay, it's a little more of a chiddush, certainly. So maybe that's why Rashi understood the Gemara this way. Umut next piece. Taisus didn't understand that way. Taisus says lafuke is dafka b'shamay. He says lafuke b'shamay. I can't do anything about it. Taisus certainly learned the Gemara that way. Just trying to show the Maila Rash. Umutabana Pshita Light Sricha Shakarchai Kaidim's man. A very sadistic sugya. The sugya of Karchai Kaidim's man. I come ash belong to Rabbi Dama Rabbi Karchai's man. Umutabana at the Lahad. There's something called Karchai. What is Karchai? Literally, it means he burnt it. He burnt it. Karchai doesn't sound like he turned it into ashes. It sounds like he maybe blackened the bread by burning it. So the first thing you have to know is the second Tosfos, that Karchai means Nifsal Machilas Kelos. The klal is that only Chametz on Pesach needs to be Nifsal Machilas Kelos in order to be Mutter. Generally, the Chol HaTorah Kula by Nevela, by Chelev, by Basa B'Cholav, it's enough to be Nifsal Machilas Adam. Sometimes Naloi Machilas Adam is Mutter, the Chol HaTorah Kula. Learn out of a pasuk. It says that when things are not kosher, it says, "V'gerasha b'sharecha titnana." give it to another ger, to a human being. So it has to be roi l'ger to be tred. If not roi l'achilas adam, b'chol atar kulet kasher. By chametz, the requirement is that it be nifsal achilas kelim. Why? Why is chametz different than kol atar kula? So the Ran, in the beginning of Perek Eloi Rim on that, what is it, Membeis, the Ran says, because by chametz, the Torah asked chametz, and it asked sa'ar. What is sa'ar? Did I know what sa'ar is? What? It's not really. What? No. Sa'ar is a sourdough, right? Sa'ar is the simple type of sa'ar is a sourdough. It's a dough. Let me teach you a little about baking. All right, you just know what you're talking about. What makes dough rise? Is a yeast. What is yeast? Yeast is a living organism, and it creates whatever it creates inside, carbon dioxide, that makes something rise. If you put out a dough, you make a dough with yeast and you let it stand. So if anybody ever watched anyone bake challah, you know, you let it stand, it rises a little, then you punch it down, you let it rise again, whatever the recipe is, and then you bake it. Now, why after you finish baking it, you put it on the Shabbos table, why doesn't it keep on rising? Because when you make it, when you put it in the oven, it kills the bacteria, the living microorganisms that are in the dough. Kills it, and the man is dead. Once it's dead, it can't do anything. So you're eating all the dead microorganisms. There's nothing wrong with that. If you take a dough and you let it keep on rising too long, it turns sour. Why does it turn sour? Because it has already, this has happened so many times, that too much of the dough has been turned into whatever it is that makes the dough sour, into carbon dioxide. What do you do with that? As long as you don't bake it, if you take a sourdough, you take a little bit of that, that is yeast. You don't have to get more yeast. You take some of that, that yeast is conserved as l'chamea by kama yisai. You could use that to make other doughs as a yeast for the other doughs. You know what I'm saying? You put some yeast in your first dough, and now it became very sour. But when it becomes very sour, the more sour it is, the more it has of this microorganism in it, whatever it is inside that does it. You take a piece of that, and you put it in a new dough, it'll make that dough rise. You don't have to put a yeast. You are putting yeast. You're putting in you're putting this piece of dough in. That's why sa'ar is called sourdough. Sourdough is dough that was allowed to rise too much. Sa'ar, the Torah specifically asks, the Torah specifically asks sa'ar, although sa'ar is not roi l'achilas adam. Sa'ar, a person can't eat sa'ar. And Afapi Keng, the Torah asks it. So after Ran, we see sa'ar is chametz, is a regular chametz dough that was let stand too long. It became nisal mi'achilas kelev. And when it became nisal mi'achilas kelev, it's still us, mi'achilas adam rather, became nisal mi'achilas adam when it turns sour. And it's still, the Torah specifically asks it. Since the Torah specifically asks it, we see nisal mi'achilas adam is inadequate to be matir, and that's why we need nifsal mi'achilas kelev. That's how the Ran explains why you need nifsal mi'achilas kelev. If it didn't want to nifsal mi'achilas kelev, everybody holds that the chametz comes off. That's charchay. Now charchay kaidim's manay mutter. Now we'll talk, I guess, on Sunday about charchay la'achas manay. We're not talking about that now. Charchay kaidim's manay means when it's still heter. Before Pesach, you take the chametz and you make it nifsal mi'achilas kelev. Agamar says mutar la'achas manay, it's mutar yetzer. What happens if it's already Pesach? So that we'll get into a discussion about. But today we're talking about something that was Chorchei Kaiden Manoi before Pesach, and that's Mutabah Noah Atul Achaz Manoi. This is this line in Gemara. Now, the question is, Chorchei Kaiden Manoi Mutabah Noah. What about eating it? Are you allowed to eat this chametz that you were chayrech? Are you going to ask me who wants to eat it? Is this a rechid of kelim? If you have a person who wants to eat it, then what's about chilo or not? So the Ran says, and I think that's what we would say pashit, Ran and the Baal Hamar, and the Rush brings up the Shemi Yeshayimer, that's what's about chilo too. So that's mutabah not mutabah chila. Why did the Gemara use the language mutabah chila? Why did the Gemara use the language mutabah na'ah? So the Ram says pashit, because we're talking about something that's not roi lachilas kelas. Normally, no normal person wants to eat it. So the Gemara uses the language mutabah na'ah. That's usually the shayla. If something is this one lachilas kelas, the shayla could have an offering. But in Achinami, if you have a person who wants to eat it, it's mutabah chila too. That we have to discuss in a minute. Let me just mention the machlokes. The Rush disagrees. The Rush says no. Mutar ba'ano. Achila. No. It's also ba'achila. Why? Now this Rush is known by the key word achshavei. Achshavei means that when he takes this, it's takana way l'achila. When he takes it to eat it, achshavei. He made it chashiv. He shows that to him it's chashiv, it's roi l'achila. And the Neila, since Akshavei, if he eats it, so there's a Nisra Achim. So we have a Machlaikis, we'll call it the Ran and the Rush. Now the question is to understand the Svara. How would you understand Pashit? What would you say if you had not learned the Ran and the Rush? Well, which Svara is more Pashit, the Ran or the Rush? The Ran, why? Why is it mutabah na'ah? But it's roi la'ah. So why is it mutabah na'ah? Like that's the word because it's not chametz. If the word is that it's not chametz, then obviously the Rambam is more mustaver. If you say chorcha is mutabah, it's not chametz anymore, then it should be mutabah chila too. No? He says not chametz. Torah only asks chametz. That's right. Bahanoi. I mean, let's go. So that means it's not chametz. Call it. It's not chametz. It's not chametz. We use the word chametz. We mean it's not that chametz which the Torah asks.
It wants to show that you want it.
So why? So the Ran, I understand. The Ran says pashut. It's not chametz. Why is it mutabah not? Torah asks chametz. Must be Chorchei is not chametz. So then it's mutar anos and achila too. That I understand very clear. The Rush, we have a harder time taking apart the Rush. Let's go to the Rush. Because mutar anos, but achila too because of achshavei. Explain. It's really a little harder. Well, what's the svara? What is achshavei? Is it chametz or isn't it chametz? If it's chametz. If it's chametz, it should be asa ba'anah. If it's not chametz, it should be mutar ba'achila. It should be mutar ba'achila. The Rush, achshavei, the word achshavei strikes a chord, it makes sense. Even achshavei. But nevertheless, that doesn't explain why it should be asa. If he has anah from it, he's been achshavei for anah too. If it's mutar ba'anah, why is it asa? Why should it be asa ba'achila?
Well, should
he say, once he eats it, he can't have enough? The Rush says that he's not allowed to eat it. Once he ate it, it's too late, but he's not allowed to go and eat it.
Does he have enough
afterwards? Once he ate it, what does it mean he has enough afterwards?
Does he ate part of it?
He ate part of it, and he likes it.
But it has a problem after it. Does he have enough?
So what is that? What are you saying? That to him it's a hanah.
Then he's changing it back into something that's
So while he's making it back into chametz by saying to him it is considered roi lachilas even adam.
Yes.
He's saying it's roi lachilas adam to him. That's what's happening by Asherah.
It's not
chametz. Yeah.
It's not
chametz
through. You can make whatever
you
want. Why is it
not even chametz? Yeah, obviously the Rosh the Chayyim doesn't learn it's not chametz. Chayyim learns it's chametz. But why is it mutter b'hanor? It's a problem. If it's chametz, why is it mutter b'hanor? The hanor is normal. Whatever he's doing with it, it's not normal. Right?
Once he gets to
the stage,
it's not
where Lachio is
telling. Even though it's really
chametz,
but it's not
considered chametz. It's not us. It's chametz, but it's not us. But who cares if you come to eat it? No, you have to remember, Hanoz is a Torah. Hanoz is not a gezeira atu achila. Hanor is an independent yisur in the Torah. Chametz is also b'hanor. So if we're not to that, al kach, if we know this is chametz shel iser, if this is not chametz shel iser, so why? What does Akshavei do? No, Hanor is an independent iser. You talk about where we learn it from in the Torah, like yochel chametz, Hanor may learn be'achila. However you learn it, the iser is the iser Hanor. This is an Isra independence, and that's not the Zaira to Achila. And not making the Achila doesn't mean that you'll come to eat it. Right? So, the Chayra, we have to learn that the Rush means an Isra Rabbanim. The only way we get around this is to say that the Rush means that it's Asa Midra Rabbanim, Achshavei means, if you're Machshavit, now I'm not 100% sure that everyone agrees with this, but I don't see a different way to learn. The Taz says that it's an Isra Rabbanan. Whether the Taz is with Asa Yach and everyone agrees, I'm not sure. The Taz says such a lashon that it's an Isra Rabbanan. Stifler uses a language that it's Shalai Kederach Achila. I talked to you the other day about Shalai Kederach Hanor. So when you eat something that's not right, it's Shalai Kederach Achila. It's not a normal eating. And Shalai Kederach Achila is also Isra Rabbanan. That's what he says. But the Rush is saying that something which you're eating it shalai kedarkai, the heter is shalai kedarach, it's still awesome and rabba. So this is the Rush's chiddush. The chayra, the only way, I don't know two ways to learn. The only way to learn is ashavei is a nisa drabana. If you give a chashivas, that you're not allowed to eat. Now, accepting the Roshita Sarash lahalacha, which is brought down with Dina, we pass on like the Rush. So we hold Ashavei, we hold that it's Asir. So what comes from here is going to be a very big Nakamina Ladina. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridayans, in Kutnun Hay, Sif Gimel, the Ramah talks about making medicine. He talks about whether a person, he says a person is allowed to take a tracer insect, burn it, and use the ashes for medication, number four. That's what it says in the Ramah. So on the page in the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom, there's a pirish called the Yad Avram. He brings a kasha. The Michas Yaakov asks, what do you mean you're allowed to burn shrapnel and use the ashes of refuah? Even shalayla refuah, you're allowed to eat it. Once you burn it, not roi lachila. There's not even roi lachila to Adam, shrub. So you're always allowed to eat. What's the problem? Apparently it does. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. Apparently it does. Ramah says you're allowed to do the refuah. So if it's Yaakov is, it should be mutter without refuah. Once it's difficult to achila, you should be allowed to eat it, even shalala refuah. So Yad Avram says that the Mechas Yaakov forgot our Rosh, Shtamite, this Rosh, that there's a concept of Achshavei. Achshavei means that when you go and you take something which is not Roi Lachila Sadam, you say, I want to eat it, then you're Achshavei. That's also the Rabbanan, because you're Machshavit. If you're Machshavit, that's a problem. And the middle of it, there's no heter. Damazai Lachila to eat these things, because you're in the case of Asher, right? And that's why the Rabbah is only Matu it L'Rafua. That's what the Arab Rabbah
is. Not actually the actual bug, the benefits that it has.
You're, in which case? When you want to eat it or when you want to use it as medicine? No, so for medicine, it's Takamutu. For medicine, it's Takamutu. The Kashi Mechasiyaka, they ask, why Dafka for medicine? Should we want to eat it, Damazai? Should always be allowed to eat it. It's from a chilasada. The terrace, why you're not always allowed to eat it, is because when you eat it, stomach, right? Not for medicine, it's achshave. Because achshave, it's a problem. Here's the kasha on the rush in the following case. The Aravram does. Listen carefully to the case, because I'm not sure I understand this teretz. But he says there's a din, the egg of a nevela. You have a nevela that you shech the chicken, and in the chicken's stomach you find an egg. How did the egg get there? That's what it was formed, right? If it didn't lay its egg. So that egg is considered treitz. It's be'as nevela. An egg of a nevela, you're not allowed to eat, as it did of the nevela. What happens?
If it would be a kosher and a nevela chicken, everything would be okay.
I guess shkuta is kosher, yeah, it's a question of slice, but it certainly it depends on how complete it is. Slice, but best nevela is trash. The if you take this egg and you put it under a living chicken, and it sits on the egg for a couple of days, and now a baby chick comes out of this egg. Is that egg kosher? Yes. Why is it kosher? It came from a treifa egg. The egg was based in the veilum. So it says, because how does an egg turn into a chicken? It's misrach sarach, it spoils. You have a good egg that you can eat for breakfast. If you take that egg and put it under a chicken, first it becomes spoiled, it becomes acrid, it becomes something nobody would eat, and then it changes into a chicken. Part of the process is that it's misrach sarach, that it becomes pogum. So it says that since it became pogum, it became hefer, came out with achilu, and now it turned into a chicken, so now it's okay. So break the Aravram, 1 minute. Listen carefully. You have an egg that's not kosher. It's misach sarach, it becomes spoiled. At this point, are you allowed to eat it?
No.
You're shaking your head this way, you're shaking your head this way.
You can't eat it.
You can't eat it. You're allowed to eat it. So now, when it turned into a chicken, why is that achshavet? It's actually, it was published, ruined, but now it became chashuv. Why isn't that achshavei? Now, it became a good chicken. It's achshavei. So why is it still lost throughout the base of the
veilah?
But now you are eating the chicken. So what does that mean? When it became bad, it became saruch. I would never have been machshir it. And now it changed into something I'm machshir.
No, it's like a new breed.
You're saying good. Saying achshirei is, if I'm machshir, if I would be machshir it when it's spoiled, so it would still have a shemisser. Since I was never machshir it, so it lost its shemisser. Now the fact that it changed, that should not give it a new shame issue. But it's still into that stage. Yeah, but achshavei means that I consider this to be right lachila right now. There's day one, it's an egg. There's day two, it's spoiled. And there's day three, it's a chicken. So on day two, but it's heter or it's iser right now. Why is it Issa? It's not Rai Lachila. The Rush only says that if I consider it Rai Lachila for me, I'm an Aser. But if I agree it's not Rai Lachila for me, on the second day. So today it's Hefter. Today it's still Hefter. And later if it changes into something else, so it still went through a stage of Hefter. It's not the Yerubam's Teretz. He says a different Teretz, which I didn't fully understand. It's only 5-6 words, but maybe that's a good Teretz. It went through a stage of Hefter. And during that stage of Heter, I wasn't machshavit in the sense that I considered Roy Rachila. I was machshavit because I wanted to turn into a chicken. But I wasn't machshavit in that state. That's a good Heter. Okay. Alright, so we have this Yisai. Now this Yisai is, as I told you yesterday, extremely important. Because when we talk about, you get lists of medications for Pesach, or soaps, Ramosha in the day of Chelik Beis Siman Lamed has a tshuva about a soap. It's not about Pesach. It's about a soap all year round, a dishwashing soap that's made from trace ingredients, made from the chelik in this case, it's animal fat. But it became in Roy Lachivas Kelim, or by chelik all you need is in Roy Lachivas other natural. It became in Roy Lachivas. And it's made now into soap. Now the problem is that you're going to wash your dishes with it, and you're going to put hot water onto the soap, and the dishes are going to be belaya from the soap. So the question is that a problem? In effect, you're eating the soap because it's taka became problem, but the bleis of this soap are going to get into your food. The bleis are going to go into the keli and then into the food, and macharit shviyasi, you're not allowed to eat. Traces that became ruined. The Rosh says you're not allowed to eat it. If it's something not kosher that became ruined, the Rosh says it's also b'achila. But Ramosha says that it, nevertheless it's mutter. Why? Because what does the Rosh say? Achshavei. The Rosh says that if you take something that's not really l'achila and achshavei, and you go and you are machshavei, you make it. You say, for me, this is edible. Then it's awesome. It's the Rosh says. You say something that's not really lucky. You say, for me, I like this anyway. And you eat it. There are people like that. Right? They'll eat things that are not... So first eat such a thing. So he's Ashuvah. He's saying it's Hashuvah. When you wash dishes with this soap, are you Mashuvah, the dishwashing detergent that you say is really lucky? Of course not. You're not purposely putting beliefs into your cable. You're not much of it at all. So Ramesh's chatis, and we'll see that this is not Ramesh's chiddush, this is earlier, that achshavei is only if in fact you're machshavei la'achila. If you're machshavei fa'achila, then you have it becomes us. But if you're not machshavei la'achila, even if you're machshavei as a soap, as a detergent, there's no difference. It remains mutter. There's no din of achshavei. Now, according to that, it comes out that all the dishwashing detergents don't need an OU or any hashem. Today, people buy dishwashing detergent; they buy with a hashem. So, I don't think they're edible. Certainly not for human beings.
When you go after,
so you don't need it.
You could put down a plate if you know that soap it was washed with soap. You're still going to eat in that plate.
But you're not hashem. You're not saying I consider that to taste good.
You said, well, personally, that's the requirement when you're eating a
special plate. I'll give you an example. It says, well, if the soap has a good flavor, it would be different, but I don't think they have edible flavor. If you ever get soap in your mouth, there's a mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, that says if you have ink, which has chavetz-thick ingredients, so you're allowed to use it on Pesach, because the ink is not really la'achilas Kellers. Problems don't need ink. So you're allowed to use ink, even if that ink has in it some ingredients which are chavis. Okay, presumably the same thing if you have a deodorant which has chavis in it, but it's not really like a keller. So then there's no, the same as ink. What's in it is ink or deodorant. So, let's talk about it. That's a step at a time. First, let's see what says in Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch, it says that Mutabadla. The Magen Avraham says, listen to Magen Avraham. He says, even if some people have a habit when they hold a pen, they put a pen in their mouth. Right? Some people have chewed up pens. If I lend you mine, I must. So he says, I the ink might get into your mouth. The Mughal says, I don't care. Even if you put it in your mouth, it doesn't matter. Achshavei is only if you're machshav, if you would take this ink and say, I like the way it tastes, I want to eat it, then it'll be awesome. But if you're just playing around with the pen and if you happen to put it into your mouth and you swallow some of that ink, that's that achshavei. You're not saying this ink is kosher to me, ki ilu is an achila. And being that there is no achshavei, so Ramesha says, so the Magen Avraham says, that if you put it into your mouth, there's no problem. So, tuchidushim. You're allowed to use the ink. You're even allowed to put the pen in your mouth. We're not done yet. The Chatiyake says, if you're writing and some of this ink spritzes into your pot of food, by mistake, you're handling the ink, and some of it falls into your chalon, and it falls in, chametz is also b'mashehu, right? You're allowed to eat the chalon. Achshavei, now you're going to eat it. He says, no. Achshavei, when you eat this cholent, it's not because you consider the ink edible. You didn't purposely put in the ink as an ingredient. You're eating it despite the ink that's in it, not because of the ink. So achshavei has to be that your machshav, the chametz, as food. If it happens to fall into your food, who cares? It's 100% mutter. Because it's not being that it was not right about Yilas Kalev, it's 100% mutter. Yeah.
You can't come out that for the one or two people that do like this, but I can use it in that person will become.
So if somebody likes the way ink tastes, likes to drink it, what?
One guy.
No, it's mutter for everybody. Who says that?
No, for that person that does like it.
For that person who likes it, he's ashrevei, he's machshavei. He wants to eat it, for him it's ashrevei. You like to have it all the same. And I tell you, you're right. That's why I don't understand the rush to be exerted or about it. You can let him eat this food, which has a chametzik ingredient, and eat other food. So that's why we ask. So we're going to have to pick up on this Sunday, obviously. Pesach's not going to come before Sunday, so we'll have time. But this is you can see this is an important issue. Mm-hmm. There are many tshuvas on this. I'll mention some of them to you. You'll have a chance to see Shagas Aryeh. See the Ayin Heira involved on Charchai, and there's a Michah Shleima. You don't even have to look in the Shabbos Ayin. Michah Shleima, or Shlomo Zalman has a piece on this. He goes to see Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, can you go on Yom Kippur? Someone's hungry. He'll eat a burnt bread. Take a piece of burnt bread. It's not right lachilas Adam, and he'll eat it. He doesn't want to be over any Yisrael Yom Kippur. That's not right. Lachil, he'll eat it. That way, he won't be hungry. So Shlomo Zalman has a truth. He brings down the Shagas Aryeh, which is based on the Rush. I think it's Chelak Aleph in the Tez Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll get into it. There's also a Stifler in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov, Ayin Dalet. Okay, well on this, I don't think the big sugya will start probably on Monday. Something will start on Chacham.